Our Double B's recruiting report, we bring on Danny West on the Sterner and Havis Agency Hotline. Danny, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, Trey, Matt, how are you?
Good.
Hey, we are pleased to announce that Danny West is the official overtime recruiting guru, and he will join us every Thursday to talk football, basketball, and maybe even a little baseball recruiting when the time is right. Well, but glad to have Danny.
And all that means is you can't mess up now, Danny.
Well, hey, let me say this. I want to make sure I tell you guys how much we appreciate you. I'm pretty pumped up about it. 103.7 has been great to Hog Sports, and I hope we can return the favor. So thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're definitely excited.
We're glad to have you. And listeners, if you've got a question that you want to throw at Danny, you know the number.
Live fan feedback.
477-1037, 433-1037. Yes, live fan feedback as well. Danny, let's start today right here in Central Arkansas. Brett Bielema over at North Little Rock High School, and we'll have an in-home with Alty Tenpenny tonight.
Yeah, Coach Bielema and running backs coach Joel Thomas, I think they arrived just a few minutes ago at North Little Rock High School, and we'll check out things there and then head to Alty's home at about 5 this evening. You know, Alty told me earlier this week, Sunday evening, that there's a good chance he'll know where he's headed by the end of this week, so I think today's visit is obviously huge for Arkansas's chances there. They're up against it a little bit time-wise, but, you know, you never know what can happen on these in-home visits.
Let's look back real quick at the past weekend and what transpired. Obviously, my understanding is that the Catfish Hole had basically their second-best recruiting weekend, and that was Frank Grizzola's thoughts on it, that there was one last year that was really, really good, but this one was second at the time that they've been doing this recruiting.
Yeah, from everything I've heard from Pat and the guys out there, it seemed like everyone had a good time. Crazy atmosphere for the coaches, I'm sure, is the first time they've ever seen that. So everything we've heard, everything went well. I know LT had a good time, and Arkansas ended up getting a couple of commitments last weekend. Four-star offensive guard Reeve Kohler from Hawaii went ahead and pulled the trigger while he was on campus. And the punter, Sam Hill, he's actually from Australia. He went ahead and committed, made that official. So, you know, you're basically at 13 commits right now. You're trying to get to 25. You're racing the clock a little bit. So there's 9 or 10 more coming in this week. They hope to get 3 or 4 more on the board.
Yeah, talk about the 9 or 10 guys coming in, and a little bit about the process. You know, they went to the Catfish Hole, and there's no home basketball game, so kind of what will they do?
Yeah, I think it just gives the coaches more one-on-one time to sit down with the prospect and his family, check out all the facilities, academic side of everything. As far as the 9 or 10 guys, I'll start with three that I think Arkansas has a really good shot at. DJ Dean is a 3-star cornerback from Newton, Texas. Picked up an offer earlier this week from Coach Chris Ash, and has told me there's a very strong chance he'll commit. Excuse me. Katyrus Marks, defensive tackle out of Florida, 2-star guy. Again, very strong chance that they'll get him. Coach B was actually in his home last night, so that thing could be wrapped up pretty soon. And then A.J. Tucker from right there in Little Rock Central, 3-star defensive back, wide receiver. Out of Little Rock Central, I'm sorry. And he hasn't been offered yet. I'll look for A.J. to probably pick up an offer tomorrow afternoon. I think Coach Lunny is going to go see him. And good chance that A.J. gets his offer.
Danny, he's a player at Little Rock Central for Coach Scooter Register, uh-huh. who – battled a couple of injuries, and Scooter has said before that if he didn't have to deal with those injuries, he would have more Division I offers. Do you see that in A.J. Tucker?
Yeah, A.J.'s a guy I've been following for a couple of years now, and to be honest with you, I was shocked that the last staff didn't offer him. You know, they needed guys who would say yes and jump on board, and they never did. You know, he's a guy, he can do both, wide receiver and defensive back. Played with a cast for most of the season this year, and still had pretty good production. So, if he hadn't been hurt, I think he got hurt his junior year too. So, If you don't deal with injuries, maybe he picks up a few more offers. But even without the other offers, I think he's a good prospect. I think there's room in the SEC for a guy like Tucker.
1-800-477-1037, 433-1037. Let's start with Lily. Lily, thanks for calling. Welcome to Overtime.
Thank you. I just wanted to chime in. Y'all talked some about this yesterday, I think, and throughout your, since you've had your program on, about the people, about the kids that come in and are on scholarship players, and then they leave early and don't finish their degree either, to, you know, to go on to play pro. And I love sports more than anybody else, but as a former high school counselor and trying to help kids get as much help as they can, whether they're in academics or athletics or whatever, I think that those kids that get those full rides for an athletic scholarship should be made to get a degree before they leave, or have to pay some of it back, because it's robbing other kids that can't get those scholarships of a...
You're talking about academic or athletic?
Academic or athletic?
I'm talking about the ones that get the athletic scholarships that don't go on and get a degree because they leave early to go to the pros.
Well, let's give credit to Darryl Walker for coming back and finally getting his degree.
And you see that a lot.
Thanks, Todd Lily.
Day did the same thing, yep.
Appreciate the call. Let's go to Brad in North Little Rock. Brad, thanks for calling. Welcome to Overtime.
What's going on, guys?
How are you?
I'm excited for the first time in 19 years. Get to watch the 49ers back in the Super Bowl. Loving that. Two things real quick. Hey, man, we got a quarterback that's on the market if New York wants him, because I will sure take Revis if they trade him.
Yeah.
you talk about an addition to that defense. But no, I was just wondering, I was going to ask, is it Danny, right, the recruiting guy?
Yes, Danny West.
Danny West. Hey, what's going on, Mr. West?
Hey, bud. How are you?
With Tennessee, that offensive, the Pittman and those guys, is there any of those recruits that had mentioned that they had signed with Tennessee or were going to because of those two coaches? Is there any recruits that are potentially flipping their commitments to move with coaches and come to Arkansas?
Yes, sir. I think right now it's down to Dan Skipper, offensive lineman out of Colorado. He was up here last weekend for his official. He's still currently committed to Tennessee as a soft commit, still taking visits and everything. But Arkansas, I think, really has a good shot with him because of Pittman.
Are we realistically in it with 10 pennies, by the way? I just want to know that, too, and I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you. Appreciate the call.
What was the second part, guys?
Are we realistic in there with 10 penny, or are we just grasping?
I mean, there's a shot. Anytime in recruiting that the door is cracked, it's pretty much a wide-open door if the door is cracked. So Arkansas does have a shot. I can't sit here and speculate on what he's going to do, and I probably would tell you that I don't feel great about Arkansas's chances. You know, in 5 days, it will make a year that 10 penny's been committed to Alabama, who has won, you know, three championships in the last 4 years. So the odds are stacked. We'll see what comes of today's visit. But, there's an opportunity there. I don't feel great about it, but they've got their foot in the door anyway.
Have you talked to Tenpenny or some of the guys that maybe have a relationship with him? Because to me, I think I'm leaning where what you're saying is, you look at the last few running backs Alabama has had and the success they've had. I think it's, you know, a 5 to 10% chance that we get them to flip, and that's on the high end.
Yeah, I have talked to Tenpenny. You know, he's saying pretty much the same things still, that, you know, it's down to Arkansas and Alabama, but he's still committed to Alabama. You know, like you said, Matt, about the running backs down there, I think people who think he's going to Alabama to take the quicker route to the NFL, I don't think that's accurate. I think he would probably have a faster route to the pros if he were to come to Arkansas. But, you know, that being said, I think it's about winning. And, you know, we don't know if Brett Bielema is going to be capable of winning a national championship here. You know, a lot of people would hope so. But we haven't seen that yet. We have seen it with Alabama. And I think you look at that the series history. You know, Arkansas hasn't beaten Alabama since 2006. To put that in perspective, Ryan Mallett was a senior in high school. You know, he hadn't even gone to Michigan yet, so it's been a while.
Right.
I think if Arkansas had won a couple here and there, maybe it's a closer race and gives Alty a little more to think about. But, you know, they do have a shot. We'll see what happens today with this in-home.
Yeah, getting a chance to play for a national title, I mean, that has to be big. So I'm sure that's what he's
But he could also help rebuild a program.
He could, yeah. And I like when in-state guys, I really believe that if you're an in-state stud, I mean, go stay in-state. But it's tough to get all of them.
Sure,
you know?
Sure. Let's go to Bobby in Arkadelphia. Bobby, thanks for calling. Welcome to Overtime.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Hey, Danny. I just have a quick question about, do you think the staff's kind of reaching on some of these in-state kids because they're afraid they're not going to be able to get the full 25? And do you think that they will sign a full 25, or do you think they'll try to count some, you know, for maybe the next year's class? And the thing on Tenpenny, Matt, I'll ask you, I mean, yeah, even if we don't beat Alabama, but had you rather be on the field and win games or be on the sideline and win games and not play? He's not going to walk on the campus and start running the football at Alabama.
I agree with you. There's going to be a time period where either you redshirt or you're not the number one guy. You have to think about stuff like that also. You're right.
Thank you.
I just don't think Tenpenny is going to come in and start taking carries away from T.J. Yeldon or even the second-string guy that's sitting behind Yeldon. So,
thank you, Bobby.
Thanks, man.
All right, appreciate it.
Yeah, you got to put your time in there. I mean, in anywhere, it's tough. You don't see a lot of true freshmen come in and just star right away in the SEC. It just doesn't happen.
Danny, 25. Is Brett Bielema just trying to get to that number or with going around the state of Arkansas, or do you think he might save some of these for next year?
Well, 25 is the mark you're trying to get to, whether he does that or not. It appears unlikely at this point. I think you will probably see a couple, maybe a few scholarships counted back next year. But, you know, as far as the in-state kids, I think you have to remember Bielema actually cut ties with about 8 commits. You know, so if he just wanted to fill up a class, I think he'd have held on to those guys.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's more about quality and than quantity at this point. And, you know, I don't think they're panicking or anything. I think they're hustling, you know, trying to get as many quality guys as they can. But, no, I don't think, you know, a guy like A.J. Tucker, I think he's been worthy all along, I think, for the last 2 years. So I'm really not surprised by that. You know, they want to get as many as they can, but, you know, we'll see what they end up with.
Let's go to Chuck in Pine Bluff. Chuck, thanks for calling. Welcome to Overtime.
Well, thank you, guys. Enjoy your show. And Danny, welcome to the show as well.
Thank you.
Let me kind of qualify my remarks. I've lived in Arkansas for 20 years, but I'm a lifelong Bama fan. And, you know, this thing with Tenpenny, I was listening to Jox FM over in Birmingham the last week, and they have a guy there. His name is Mike Farrell from Rivals.com. Danny,
right,
you may or may not be familiar with Mike. His gut tells him that Arkansas is going to flip Tenpenny. He was making remarks about being at some type of, I guess it was the Under Armour game, and said Alf was hanging with the Arkansas coaches a lot more than he was anyone else. And he said sometimes you just kind of read this. And so anyway, I guess my question to you, Danny, is do you have a gut feeling? And if you do, what's your percentage in terms of being right or wrong? Because honestly, as a Bama fan, I think the guy should go to Arkansas, really. I mean, I agree with you about the roster and the depth over there. Unless he's like a T.J. Yeldon, he can just jump right in there. And maybe he is that good, and maybe he wants to be challenged. But at the same time, this guy with Rivals, he's convinced that his gut tells him he's going to flip. So anyway, I'll just take your comments off the air. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Chuck.
Thank you. Yeah, there are people out there who think, you know, national recruiting analysts who think Alty will end up flipping. As far as evidence to go with that on, I'm not sure we have a whole lot. I think you see a lot of tweets on Twitter from Alty, and everything we've seen so far leads you to believe that he's probably going to stick with Alabama. I know Arkansas is doing their best. as far as a gut feeling, oh, boy, that's putting me on the spot a little bit.
I was going to say. Man, hey, I'll tell you what.
Welcome to the show.
Danny, we'll give you to next Thursday to give us your gut. Because that way he would have had the in-home with Coach Bielema, and maybe it comes out by then, but I still think he's going to announce on signing day where he's going for sure.
Yeah, I was gonna say you could ask me on signing day, and I probably still wouldn't know what he's gonna do.
And he just think about it though. He might be smarter than what we're thinking, and give him credit. He might flip the last day, and everybody would just be ecstatic.
Oh yeah. I mean, you talk about the state having a high fans in the state if he does flip on signing day.
And that's the day to do it. Don't do it before then. Wait till signing day. Yeah. Come out with your Alabama hat and take it off and then throw on your Razorback hat. I like it.
Oh, Matt over here choreographing the whole thing. Let's go to Keith in Phoenix. Keith, thanks for calling.
Yeah, man, I'm a fan too, and I don't even want him down here. I'm just joking. hey, on Tenpenny, obviously that's the topic of the day and the month leading into signing day, but Danny, do you think – if they don't get either one, Collins or Tenpenny, what do you think kind of contingency plan goes into effect then? Do you think they take three guys? Because me personally, I kind of pull for the underdog, the three-star kids that have a chip on their shoulder, and they're going to come out and show these schools why they should have recruited them. I like that. I pull for the guys like that. I mean, Arkansas is that school full of them. So, obviously, we got to – you know, support players like that. We're not the school that pulls out all the blue chippers and have had these things handed to them their entire life, because I pull for a kid like Corliss Marshall who had, you know, maybe some issues off the field, and he actually, I think it says more when you come back and you stand up and you do something that's right and you turn your life around so you can get the goal that you want to achieve being an Arkansas offer. I think that means more than just having 40 schools to pick from and choosing the best one out of a hat. Not discrediting anything that Tenpenny's done up to this point, but I guess that goes back to my original question. If we don't get either, do you think we take three running backs, or what do you think, who are we looking at in terms of running backs if we both get, you know, if Tenpenny goes to the midget down in Alabama and then Collins sticks at Miami?
Thank you, Keith.
Yeah, Keith, appreciate the call. I think I agree with you as far as, you know, Arkansas has made a killing off of guys who weren't good enough for Texas, weren't good enough for Alabama. So I'm kind of with you on that chip-on-the-shoulder type prospect. As far as other guys that they're targeting, if you don't get Collins or Tenpenny, I think Dravion Young is a Houston running back from Nemitz High School. He'll be up here this weekend. I don't think he's got a firm offer yet. He may leave with one. Then you've got Daryl Chestnut down in Miami, another Florida guy. Matt Days from Weston, Florida. Denzel Evans is a guy they could get in the last week. He really wants an offer, committed to Houston. So, you know, they've got some options. They spent the last week and a half or so compiling all these running backs, you know, as kind of a backup plan. So if you don't get a Collins or Tenpenny, I don't know if you take three, but I definitely see them taking two.
Danny, I want to ask you this question real quick, and you tell me yay or nay. We still have calls for you. We're about to get to the break. Would you be able to hang on another couple of minutes after this break?
Sure.
Okay, so then I'm going to go to some Keith Lee Service Company Live fan feedback. If Jeff and number one Razorback fan can hold on the phone, because we're almost to hit to the break, but I want to get some of our live fan feedback questions in too. Fitz and Rising, how well will this staff be able to recruit the state of Florida?
Well, hey, first of all, let me say shout out to the Rising Wildcats. I appreciate the call from Rising. I'll take any opportunity to say that,
of course.
By the way. How well will they recruit Florida? I think it's going to take a few years before we're able to look back and really analyze that. But so far, I mean, they've got their foot in the door. A lot of high school coaches from, you know, from what I've heard down there are really high on the staff. And they don't mind Arkansas coming in and trying to steal some of those guys. So, you know, Wisconsin currently has 11 Florida players. So, you know, if Arkansas can ever get to that point, 10, 15 guys from Florida on the roster, I think that's a success.
Danny West of hogsports.com, the official overtime recruiting guru, is with us. Danny, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back with more. We'll go right back to the phones, and number one Razorback fan has been holding. Welcome to overtime.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, this is probably one of the number one Razorback fans in Northeast Arkansas. And I've been over, and I heard you mention Corliss Marshall a while ago from over at Osceola. I think Arkansas would really benefit picking this boy up because I've watched him play, you know, quite a bit over there. And got another player over there that Danny needs to check into, and that's Jamal Jackson. He's a 5'10 cornerback that is awesome. He's in on every play over. I've watched him play like 2 or 3 years, you know, because I'm from Osceola. But that's what you need to do. You need to go over and check that Jamal Jackson kid out too, because but I think Corliss would be a steal for somebody, like the guy said a while ago. The underdog is coming out. Corliss Marshall will be an underdog that would show up big time with the Razorbacks. I really believe that. Now, that's what I think about it. And I'd like to know if they've been talking to Corliss, or I'd like to see him go to Arkansas.
All right.
I go to 8, 10, 12 games every year. I went 8 this year and went to 11 last year. I go to just about all the games over watching Razorbacks play.
All right, appreciate it.
I'd like to know what they're going to do with Corliss Marshall. We got to try to get him or what? What's the deal?
Okay, thank you very much. Danny?
Yeah, they're definitely showing interest now for the first time since Bielema's been here. They actually went and saw Corliss this week. Coach Leggett seems to think there's an outside shot that maybe he ends up with an offer. I can tell you this, like the caller just said, for anyone who hasn't seen Corliss run, go check him out on the internet, watch his film, because that guy can fly. You know, it's really surprising to me that he doesn't have more offers. I think he's definitely in that class of SEC-type offers. So, you know, we'll see what happens with other running backs. Corliss is a great kid. I'm really pulling for him. He's come a long way on and off the field, and just a fantastic guy right now. And we're pulling for him.
What are his hands like? When you talk about running backs, and I haven't really got to see him play, and I don't know what his 40 time is if he ever went to the Razorback camp, but what is his, like, his ball skills? You know, can he catch the ball out of the backfield? Did he play special teams and return punts and kicks and stuff like that?
Yeah, he did play special teams. Most of the time, like Coach Leggett was telling me, they actually kicked away from him, which is a pretty smart move on their part. As far as his hands, it's hard to tell because Osceola will line up and run it, you know, 65 times on you. So they really don't throw it a whole lot.
Right.
You know, he has played defense and picked off a few balls. So, you know, he's a versatile guy. The one thing that kind of jumps out at you when you watch his film, though, is that no one even gets close to him. And a lot of times that's not a good thing because, you know, competition-wise, Osceola is probably not playing the best teams in the state, so you'd like to see how he does with, you know, with a ton of guys trying to track him down. But you know, at that level, he's just blowing by them.
Tom in Little Rock on our Keith Lee Service Company Live Fan Feedback. Danny, what can you tell us about the circumstances that led to Kenny Lacy scheduling a visit? Will Zach Hannon, Kansas City offensive lineman, make a visit as well?
On Kenny Lacy, I think Arkansas's former offensive line coach, Chris Klinakis, really did a good job of keeping him interested in Arkansas. And, Kenny was actually supposed to visit for the Alabama game. Then he moved that visit to the Rutgers game and never showed up. So I think he's still committed to UCLA and seems pretty firm there. But, you know, you can't do anything until they get on campus. So at least they're going to get a look out of him. And as far as Zach Hannon, still committed to Nebraska, told me earlier this week that Coach Pittman has been in contact, so we'll see what happens there. I know Zach doesn't want to go on record and say that he's going to visit or anything until he's, you know, can talk to the Nebraska coaches, which is totally understandable, you know, in his shoes.
Let's go to Jeff in The Rock. Jeff, thanks for calling. Welcome to Overtime.
Appreciate it. Hey, Trey, Matt, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Danny, wanted to talk to you just briefly about a couple things. Reeves that just committed, the offensive lineman from Hawaii, it was between Arkansas and Kansas, and his best friend committed to Kansas a couple weeks before. Is there any way he was supposed to be a pretty good recruit as well, his best friend? Right. I do believe was a linebacker.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, that is correct.
Is there any chance that Arkansas might have a connection with Reeves just committing, maybe taking, you know, looking at him as a scholarship offer, maybe flipping him from Kansas to Arkansas?
You know, they were recruiting. Colton Goeys is the linebacker you're talking about, very good friends with Reeves. They were taking a look at Colton, but ended up telling him that they are full at linebacker for this class, so they basically parted ways with him, so not much going on there.
Okay, and with Chestnut out of Florida, wasn't that a two running back backfield kind of a, I think they called him Thunder and Lightning or something, his teammate?
Yes, I'm trying to think of the other kid's name right now.
From
Columbus High School.
Right.
Lorenzo Woodley.
Is that a possibility of maybe a combo deal with those two? If obviously, you know, that the game last night with Miami and Duke, with Collins throwing up the U sign, you know, that really didn't help out a whole lot with that atmosphere of that game. And with Tenpenny, I've heard so many things, inside things about, you know, him still calling Alabama, you know, still strong there. Is there any way, like a combo deal with those two running backs there in Florida? And I'll just hang up and listen.
Thank you. Appreciate the call, Jeff.
Yeah, Chestnut, and the teammate's name is Lorenzo Woodley, both of Columbus High School in Miami. Yeah, I would think, you know, if you could get both. Let's make sure we're clear on this. Arkansas wants Collins and or Tenpenny. So if I'm speaking in terms of if they don't get those two, then yeah, maybe you look at a package deal with Chestnut and Woodley. I know they're staying in constant contact with those guys and definitely giving them a look, kind of keeping them on the leash. I don't believe they've officially offered either one just yet, but yeah, definitely two to keep an eye on in the next week and a half or so.
Bobby and Wynn on our Keith Lee Service Company Live fan feedback. Can you ask Danny about a Florida defensive back that Shannon is taking is talking to about a visit, DeAndre Cooley?
To be honest with you, that is the first I've heard of that name. He may have come on the radar in the last couple of days, and I just haven't seen it yet, but I know very little about that name so far.
Okay. Jim and Scott.
I will check into it.
There you go. Jim and Scott, first time I have heard a coach comment on current recruiting questions. I have heard that it is easy to violate NCAA rules in doing so. Careful. Jim and Scott, who are you talking about?
Yeah.
Because when we had Barry Lunny on, he didn't talk about anybody specific.
We didn't ask about the recruits. We asked him about the weekend.
Right,
that type of stuff, but we didn't ask him about anybody, so I don't
understand where he's going with that. BD in Little Rock, did anybody double check to see if the Arkansas recruit from Hawaii has a real girlfriend, or has he been the victim of an online hoax or hoaxes?
Ha ha.
Wow.
Yeah, of course you get
that,
Danny.
We'll check into that one, too. We will check into it.
Hog Sports will dive in and make sure that even if that's he is right. talking to someone, that she is a female and not a male, right?
Well, I'll tell you this. Hey, the Razorback campus will have some prettier women than the Notre Dame campus. So he won't have a hard time finding one.
That's right.
You can never be too careful. You're right, Danny. 1-800-477-1037, 433-1037. Danny, talk about the guys this weekend and how Brett Bielema decided to use it. I guess this was a strategy play to bring in most of the in-state guys that they were looking for last weekend, and now they're bringing in those that are kind of outside of the state of Arkansas this weekend.
Right, yeah, and most of that had to do with Tenpenny being on campus last week. You want an Austin Allen, Hunter Henry, those type of guys teaming up on out to you. So I see their – plan there. And, you know, we'll see if that worked out or not. But this week, a lot of Florida guys. You got a couple of Texas guys coming in, or a few Texas guys. So definitely a lot from outside the state. Alex Collins is the big name, four-star running back. He'll be up here Friday afternoon. Four-star defensive, or I'm sorry, offensive tackle Denver Kirkland will be here. Kenny Lacy, the guy we just spoke about, four-star offensive lineman from Arizona. So, yeah, they're definitely coming from all corners of the states. I know they've got a Maryland quarterback commit coming in from Baltimore. So, definitely coming in from all over.
Let's go to B-Dog in the Rock. B-Dog, welcome.
Hi. Yes, like I was actually calling to see what is actually the status of this athlete slash cornerback receiver named Eddie Jackson out of like Fort Lauderdale, Florida, like I want to say. That's the name of it.
All right. Thank you, B-Dog. Danny, have you heard
Eddie,
about him?
Yeah, Eddie Jackson picked up an offer from Arkansas a few weeks ago. Really showed a lot of interest early on, right after he picked up the offer, but Alabama came in and offered, and as we know, that has a way of changing things, and I will be surprised if Eddie keeps his visit to Arkansas next week. He just visited Alabama. I'm not sure he'll even take another visit. I will be somewhat surprised. So, yeah, don't feel great about that one right now.
All right, let's go with Charles in North Little Rock real quick. Charles? Hello, Charles.
Hello.
Yes, Charles, you're on.
How many defensive linemen are they going to try to recruit?
All right. Thank you, Charles. Defensive lineman, Danny.
Defensive lineman, you've got one committed defensive end, Tevin Beanham. I would look for them to pick up a defensive tackle this week and possibly add one more in the final week if they can get the right guy. So two or three.
Danny, we appreciate it. Thanks for your extra
time. Yeah, thanks
a lot. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
You bet.